The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's have a go at Fan Friday with Mickey the Blue. Morning, Mickey.
Morning, mate.
There we go. And Jay as well. Hello, Jay.
Morning, boys.
There we go. Both on board. Let's start off with the Blues this time. Still not a lot of love for Sam on the social media to me this morning. Stephen says, forget the Brighton game. There can't be anyone sane at Everton who wants Sam Allardyce as our manager next season. This still needs a total rebuild. Who'd want him to be in charge? Sean says, just look at this away series of results. It's as pitiful as I can remember. And, of course, they're back on the road at Stoke tomorrow, Mickey.
Yeah, you know, as you say, mate, it's well known that there's not a lot of love out there for Big Sam. I mean, for me, I've looked at Sam Allardyce always as an interim manager only, although, he got his contract, which I think was 16 months or 18 months at the time. But for me, he was just brought in to do a job. Obviously, we were in a complete mess after we departed with Ronald Koeman, and you know, we just needed to make sure we stay in the league. And if there's a manager to do that, it's Big Sam, isn't it? And pretty much we're three points away from achieving that. And you know, for me, obviously, once we get to that 40-point mark, it's job done. And hopefully, you know, we'll have to kick on to bigger and better things. But for me, I really can't see him being with us next season.
You can't go the entire season with just one away win, can you? Win at Newcastle.
It's, I mean, shambolic.
There's about another four games where you can make amends, Mickey.
Yeah, I think it's got to be a mental thing now, because the teams that have beaten us are not, you know, they're not the teams that are as good as us. They haven't got as good a players as us. But I think it's definitely now, it's gone that long, that it's got to be a mental thing. And, you know, because of our home record, that sort of dragged us out the mire a little bit. You know, our home record is top three, but our away record is bottom three, and it makes no sense. And as I say, you go to Stoke this week, which is always a tough place to go. I would imagine it's going to be wet, cold, windy, blustery, the lot. And they're really, you know, they're going to be up for it because they're desperate for the points. But it's a game, again, that we should win. But as I say, you know, Everton on the road, anything can happen.
I should point out, though, just 3 points or whatever it is away from the top seven. There's a madness to it all as well. Let's go to the Reds now. Champions League draw, 11 o'clock this morning. It doesn't get much more exciting, Jay.
No, looking forward to it. You know, it doesn't really matter who we get, because, you know, we're going to any game feeling confident that we can win. I mean, obviously, you look at the teams there and you would say maybe Roma and Sevilla are the two weakest left in it. But, you know, it doesn't really matter because, you know, as we've seen with this Liverpool team, we are pretty fearless, aren't we? And, you know, it was good in midweek, wasn't it, that Manchester United got the smile wiped off their faces and lost to Sevilla.
Liverpool not really had the true test so far in the Champions League this season. So if they were to draw a Barcelona, a Real Madrid, most of these teams you would categorise now as incredibly tough.
Yeah, of course, and that's what happens when you get to the latter stages of this competition. You know, there's no easy ties now, and as you quite rightly say, we've only really played, haven't we, Seville in this competition so far. So, you know, if we do get a tough tie, then so be it. I mean, you know, this Liverpool team can score goals anywhere, really, can't we? So, you know, it's not like we're going into the draw fearing anyone. Of course, people will have the teams that they prefer over others, but, you know, it really doesn't matter. Let's just look forward to the draw and see what happens.
That defeat to Manchester United last week, a little bit of a blip. Do you feel like there could be any sort of hangover from that, or do you expect an immediate reaction to it?
Well, we have to react, don't we? Because, you know, this top four, it's not sorted yet, is it? Because, you know, Chelsea are not too far behind. We've still got a trip to Stamford Bridge, you know, towards the end of the season. So it's vitally important that we get back on track with a victory against Watford on Saturday. But, you know, it was a bit disappointing against Manchester United. I mean, thought Liverpool were the better side. Second half, we totally dominated the game. Thought the refereeing was very poor. Second half, I thought Pawson had a bit of a nightmare. And, you know, we could have had a couple of penalties, really, couldn't we? And he let a lot go and he gave United a lot of decisions, really. But I thought we started really slow and two long balls, really, and it just affected us. And when you're 2-0 down anywhere, it's tough, and especially at Old Trafford when Mourinho's going to park the bus, which he did.
Hopefully out of the system now. Mickey, on the Everton front, Wayne Rooney in a deeper lying midfield role, is that the future now?
Yeah, probably. You know, you would have said that, you know, Wayne's legs are not what they used to be, and And, you know, he, I think you're looking at a position now that he seems comfortable with. It's like a, you know, like a modern-day quarterback position. I've got a feeling, though, mate, that obviously with the injury now that's happened to Guilfi Sigurdsson, he might be pushed a little bit further forward into that number 10 role. He might bring Idrissa Gueye back into the midfield with Tom Davis, and I've got a feeling he might sort of push Wayne a little bit more forward now, obviously due to that to the bad injury. So, but, yeah, it's something that, you know, Rooney has actually come out and said himself now he's going to have to find a different position because, as I say, he's not quite the player that he was, but he can certainly still do a job, especially at home.
Sam wasn't happy with a statement that the club gave out about Guilfi Sigurdsson this week.
Yeah, I believe so. I think someone said he was going to be out for a lot longer than what Sam said, so I think he said he was going to look into that. We'll just have to wait and see. It's one of them. I think, you know, they probably dropped a boo-boo, really, by keeping him on the pitch longer than what they should have. And I think, you know, pretty much our season's going to be done within the next couple of weeks, I would have thought. And the lad is hopefully, you know, he's wanting to go to that World Cup. So hopefully Everton do the right thing and look after him.
Some heads already being turned to the World Cup. You probably don't expect many goals in this Stoke game, do you? How do you see it turning out, Mickey?
Well, they're going to be up for it. And I think, you know, Sam's come out and he said, oh, we might have to sort of concede a little bit of possession to Stoke. Well, for me, that's bonkers. You know, Stoke is so under pressure. You know, their crowd are lively, aren't they? They're always up for it. But, you know, if you can go there and quieten the crowd and keep a bit of possession and maybe turn the crowd onto the home team, they're the team that's under pressure. They're desperate for 3 points because they've got a really bad run in. And they'll look at this game as one where, you know, they can go and get the 3 points. But, you know, it's one of them that if we've coming off a win, it's, you know, we should be high on confidence. We should go in there and beat them. But as I say, this is Everton away from home and you never know what's going to happen. So it's going to be a tough game. They're going to be up for it.
I love the caveat you always put in. Go on, give us a score, Mickey.
Do you know what? If we can come out of there with a point, I'd take it, Steve. So I'll go for a 2-2 draw.
2-2, four goals. That's a bit optimistic. Jay, let's have a look at Liverpool then. The last two times these teams have met, it's been goals galore.
I mean, you know, the opening day of the season still leaves a little bit of a bitter taste because we didn't play well in the first half, but we then led second half, didn't we, 3-2 late into the game, and then a poor decision at the end there where it was offside and then he got a 3-3 draw in injury time. And, you know, this is the moment now where Liverpool need to kick on. We need to get 3 points. We've got quite a few good home games now until the end of the season, and we've got to basically win every single one of them. And, you know, starting on Saturday against Watford, and they've now changed the manager, haven't they? So, you know, they've had a few decent results, but they got battered, didn't they, 3-0 by Arsenal at the weekend. And there's no reason why Liverpool can't put them to the sword on Saturday evening.
By how many?
Well, you know, it's all about the 3 points. So, you know, even a 1-0 would do. But, you know, this Liverpool team, as we know, we do normally score goals galore. So I just can't even been able to contain us. So I'll go for a 4-0 Liverpool win.
Just a 4. Jay, Mickey, thank you very much. Enjoy your weekends.
Cheers, chaps.
All the best, lads.
This is The Kickoff
with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.